The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Isolde White, a psychotherapist and author, has popped into us for this week's Kids Clinic. Isolde, the kids are all on holidays now. Do you need to keep a bit of structure over the summer holidays, or can you just let them go feral?
Well, I mean, in the old days, we used to go feral and nothing bad happened to us.
So you were put out the door at 9 o'clock in the morning and told, don't come back till tea time.
You drank water from hose pipes, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think parents today are comfortable in that.
We're not.
No. And probably we're not in most situations living in urban environments. Maybe we're not in situations where that makes sense. So in some urban environments, you do see kids out playing in housing estates, having a great time.
Yeah,
the more you can let them out, the better.
Sometimes in urban areas, it's easier to do it than in rural areas because you can have really dangerous roads in rural areas where cars are flying along. You can't let your kids out there at all.
No way. Absolutely not. Yeah. So in the right kind of estate with the right kind of green in the estate.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, I think.
Like our road, kids are constantly, it's a cul-de-sac, it's pretty quiet, everyone drives carefully when they're going down it. Kids are always out playing on it. You love to see it.
Yeah. And I think if you can give kids that unstructured time to be social and to play, then that's brilliant. But overall, you don't want to keep the summer too structured, but for your own mental health, you probably want to have, let's call it, a bit of a rhythm to it.
Do you need that bit of rhythm? So,
well, not everybody does, but I think a lot of kids can benefit from it. But not every kid does, and certainly not every adult does. But kids do better when they know what's going on and what's going to happen and what the expectations are.
Okay, here's a random, I wasn't even thinking about this, but we were chatting about it in sport. The England game last night was on at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, do you let your kid stay up to watch that and then sleep in till midday or whatever?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like the World Cup. It's amazing. And if your kid's into soccer, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can stretch the rules and stuff.
Totally. And you should stretch the rules because kids also should learn that we can stretch rules, that we don't have to live by exact structures. But a bit of a rhythm in general is a good idea. You know, so they're getting up at a time, going to bed at a time, so their sleep isn't and it depends on the age of the children as well. But so their sleep and eating routine aren't totally turned around.
So in terms of structure, how do you get the balance right between that structure and, but also, as you say, giving them time to go off and do their own stuff and explore and all that kind of thing?
Well, I think the big issue for a lot of parents of younger children is figuring out childcare for the summer. So what happens for a lot of parents is they're trying to fill the summer with different summer camps and activities and manage bits and pieces of childcare around their routine. And that makes it a bit difficult. And so sometimes the kids can end up overscheduled with too many things.
I was going
like
to ask
that.
You can have too much of that,
yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, kids,
overstructured.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's a difference between kids playing out in the street with their regular friends and kids being shipped off to camps with a bunch, like maybe they'll have one or two friends with them, but they're constantly meeting new kids and having to navigate new social situations and learn new rules of the camp. So there is a level of stress involved in that. So the more you can, I think, keep a couple of camps that are really of interest to your kid and that your kid can then be at home as much as possible, out playing, doing things at home. And then just trying to maybe cover off a bit of a rhythm with some idea that the kid needs to move during the day, need some quiet time during the day, and maybe need some time to create something.
Move, make, chill is the term.
Move, make, chill is the term I used. Yeah.
So good bit of movement, a bit of creativity, and then just downtime.
Yeah. And the move can, you know, that can be selected by the kid as to what they're happy with. That can be running around on the road. It can be going for a walk with parents when you come home. It could be going for a swim, whatever the move is. But really keeping that encouraged the whole way through the summer. And then make, you know, that can be baking a cake. It can be getting out crayons. You know, it could even be maybe drawing something on your iPad, whatever.
Okay. You're a fan of the loose weekly plan, even putting it up on the fridge.
That can really help some kids to have an idea of what's going to be happening.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say I was ever that organised, but...
but But
I like the idea of it.
In principle, it's a good idea.
I have an aspiration to be organised like that.
I hear you.
And, you know, to have charts and all sorts of things. Yeah, and I was never very good at that.
You're certainly not ruling it out as an idea.
Not ruling it out.
Do we worry too much about our kids? And, you know, like, I know my parents never worried. They said, oh, I wonder, you know, is Shane's going to be bored this summer? They didn't think about it at all. Whereas I think our generation of parents kind of feel we have to plan everything and make sure they've got X, Y and Z to do.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think when both parents are working, then there is a stress to have sort of a positive engaged time with your kids and everything becomes a little overstructured. I'll tell you, on the year or two that I was staying at home, the kids got bored and we all got bored because you get tired of doing things.
Yeah.
It's good for kids to have a bit of boredom and to learn to tolerate it. And I think, you know, the kids will give out, no, there's nothing to do, the same way, like there's no food in the fridge. But, you know, it's can we tolerate telling them, go off and figure out something for yourself, you know, and without, you know, getting them to rely on their own resources and getting going off to do something that would be fun for themselves. And, you know, if you take away screen time and things like that.
I was just
going
to say, we've got to almost the last minute of the interview without even mentioning screen time, but it is a big thing. You don't want them parked in front of
it. You don't want them parked in front of the TV and screen. And if those are on and available, if you have a clatter of kids at home or even just two kids at home, they will never do anything with each other while they have screens.
Yeah.
Whereas if you take screen time away for part of the day and sort of allocate a time of day for it, they're more likely to go off and find something to do with each other.
Okay. And finally, Isol, like, some days will be messier than others. Some days will be more structured than others. Don't sweat it too much.
Yeah, and don't compare your family life to other people's family life. Just make the family life you want to have at home. Don't be worrying about what other people's family lives are like.
Yeah, brilliant advice. Really brilliant advice. As always, Isol White, a psychotherapist and author. Thank you indeed for coming in to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.